Hey there, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my latest Q broadcast. It is Saturday night, March 23rd. Those of you following along at home, you can get Q posts. You can find them on a lot of different websites. Qmap.pub is one. Qanon.pub is another. If you have an Android device and you want to get alerts on your phone, you can get Q drops and Q alerts in the Play Store. Also, Qmap.pub. There's an Android app available for that. I have it installed on my phone. I like it. It's pretty good. It does have push notifications for when Q posts. My theme for this broadcast is nobody walks away from this. Just a little news update. Justice Department has announced it's going to be at least one more day before the Robert Mueller report is delivered to Congress. And, you know, realistically, we're probably looking at sometime next week, at least. So I wouldn't sit on pins and needles waiting for that to happen. Q posted this graphic that was made by one of the Anons and said, blockade removed, Q. Blockade, of course, is Mueller. Mueller was acting as a blockade in many different ways. In this graphic, there is a tweet from Live Breaking News. House Intel Committee Chair Adam Schiff says that the panel is willing to subpoena Robert Mueller to obtain a clear picture of the contents of his report, CNN. So we've known for some time Schiff is not going to accept the outcome of the Mueller report, threatened to subpoena. Well, this graphic here, this is the minus 30, minus 45, minus 60, minus 90 graphic from February. In there, Q warned us that Dems would threaten to subpoena. So this is a little clearer graphic you can see. This is from February 9th. In this post, Q wrote, House Dems threatened to subpoena Barr and Whitaker regarding declassification, special counsel, report, Huber, etc. House Ds use subpoena power 2, and then acts 1, 2, 3. So Q knew that was coming. Not a big surprise to most of us. Also, meeting with North Korea regarding denuclearization plan process sanctions lift meets subject AB Food for People aid. So we had this tweet from the president, March 22nd. It was announced today by the U.S. Treasury that additional large-scale sanctions should be added to those already existing sanctions in North Korea. I have ordered today the withdrawal of those sanctions. So the president orders a withdrawal of sanctions in contradiction to what the Treasury Department recommended. And somehow, Q knew about that back on February 9th, knew that the sanctions would be lifted after the Mueller report was coming out. How the heck did Q know that? It's almost like he might be an insider. All right, so Q posted a link to the president's tweet, sanctions lift, Anons no, Q. All right, and Anon said, yep, we knew that was coming. And Q asked, at what point is it mathematically impossible? Power is being returned to the people. The rule of law is being returned to our great land. Where we go one, we go all, Q. This Anon said, D-class is coming. Yes, it is. What exactly does D-class mean? All right, these are the things that President Trump has already ordered to be declassified. When he made that order to declassify, I believe it was in November of last year, there's five things that he ordered to be declassified. There are about 20 pages of the June 2017 FISA warrant application against Carter Page. Those have been redacted. Those need to be unredacted. FBI interview reports that were prepared that were in any way connected to the FISA warrant for Carter Page. All FBI reports regarding Bruce Ohr connected with FBI's Russia investigation. All text messages related to the Russia investigation between James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Ohr. And those are going to be in unredacted form, and they're supposed to be made public. And number five, specific text messages between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. These documents the president has already approved for declassification. It was originally put in the hands of Inspector General Horowitz to decide when those would be released. Q has indicated that Attorney General William Barr is now going to make that decision. We don't have an official announcement, but Q has just told us that that's how it's going to go. Q posted this. They thought it was coming last Friday. Ammunition spent. Q. They, in brackets, is the deep state. I believe they thought D-class was coming, possibly the Mueller report, but probably D-class, because this post follows this one, and this post was about D-class. So apparently, the deep state was anticipating declassification might come last week. They expended ammunition, trying to create a news cycle, and they didn't get the declassification. This tweet from Lisa May Crowley got posted by Q. It's a video with Devin Nunez, and I will let you listen to this video.
Any indication when your committee could get its hands on this report?
My guess is it's probably going to be next week at some point. You know, we have no idea what's in there, of course, but I think what you're seeing tonight, Laura, is the unraveling of the biggest scandal in American history, the biggest political scandal in American history. I really believe what that is. I listened a little bit ago to what you were saying about the history of this, and I think people need to remember this actually likely dates back to late 2015, early 2016, and this began nothing more, nothing less than a Clinton-Obama operation with a bunch of dirty cops at the FBI and career Justice Department officials that were all part of it.
All right, and there is Q's post with the tweet. And Anon posted this. It is a screenshot of a Newsweek article. Fox News reporter quotes a tweet from QAnon-related account on the air. And then there's a link to the Fox News article. Cool, they're covering our movement. We are the news for sure now. The simple fact that this made the news, multiple articles, should tell you all you need to know. Number two, regarding attacked accounts and entities only behind the president, post tracking sites now censoring or adjusting visitor counts. Panic, Q. I think that's a reference to qmap.pub, which the numbers have been really crazy on that website. I noticed this morning, I think the visitor count was like 16,000 when it was 500,000 the night before. The owner of the QMAP site posted this on the board. QMAP owner here. Not sure if Q's post about post tracking site refers to QMAP censoring, adjusting user counts, but let me explain what happened last 2 days if it does. Resignation Anon was claiming on Twitter that he found a way to inflate QMAP's user count. He created a script that could create endless sessions, and he used it other days when QMAP counts jumped 200,000 plus rather quickly. I contacted him, did some testing, and it does look like he found a problem. So I spent hours yesterday trying to figure out a new way to represent online counts. The older way was counting user sessions over the past 24 hours. The new way was to count user IP addresses in the last 30 minutes instead of 24 hours. This has caused a lot of confusion, which I'm sorry about. I've decided to just remove the counters for now. Last thing I want to do is interfere with the plan. And Anon posted this, a link to a very interesting article. I'll get to in just a second. And we've got some of your favorite mainstream media people there. Mainstream media seemed to suffer a collective shock Friday evening after the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller handed its final report of its Russia investigation to the Department of Justice. Q responded, their only defense is to play dumb, shocked, and surprised to avoid collusion claims. Nobody walks away from this, Q. What does Q mean when he says nobody walks away from this? Well, we know that there was collusion between the Obama cabinet, the White House, the intelligence community, and the mainstream media. That's going to come out in the Inspector General's report. Even though they've known for a long time, there was no collusion. The only thing they can do right now is just pretend like they didn't know anything about it, but the truth will come out. Nobody is going to walk away from this. All right, the Anon linked to this article, FBI clashed with DOJ over potential bias of source or surveillance. It's a very interesting article by Catherine Herridge on Fox, and it has to do with a whole bunch of text messages that were released to Fox News exclusively. I think she said there were 40 pages of text messages, mostly between Andrew McCabe and Lisa Page. And what the text messages basically indicate is that the FBI, specifically McCabe and Page, were pushing the Department of Justice to hurry up and approve the Carter Page FISA application, even though the Department of Justice people had concerns about the underlying evidence. So to me, that is very interesting, because in Lisa Page's testimony about the Hillary Clinton email investigation, she makes it sound as if the DOJ was kind of steering the ship and making the call. But the text messages between McCabe and Page make it seem as though the FBI was actually running the show with respect to the Carter Page FISA application. Q posted this: "You are witnessing the collapse of the largest pre-planned and coordinated propaganda event in modern day history. Projection 101 Q." This is a story. This is from the Daily Beast. Fox News promotes a pro-Trump QAnon conspiracy theorist. The account at QAnon 76, one of their tweets was posted on Fox News. I'd like to take a minute and just give you some food for thought. Fox News understood that posting a Q-related screenshot would draw criticism, but also some praise, especially from people who are following Q. It does make me wonder if they're gradually introducing their audience to Q. I know a lot of people are down on Fox because they suspended Judge Jeanine. She is coming back. And they hired Donna Brazile, and Paul Ryan has been added to the board of directors. All valid concerns. I'm not dismissing those concerns, but I would like to offer a possible explanation. Donna Brazile was intimately involved with the DNC. She knows all about the crimes that happened when Hillary and her campaign took over the DNC. Q has indicated that Donna Brazile probably has been flipped, that she is cooperating, that she was given an opportunity to write a book and tell her story, to bring things out in the open especially for liberals. And Q also indicated that Paul Ryan's strings of control were cut. That's why he didn't run for re-election. And Q suggested that Ryan is able to make better decisions because he is no longer under control of the puppet masters. So I would just not exactly go crazy on Fox News just yet and say that they're completely compromised. I think there are some things going on at Fox News that we don't know about yet, and I would just wait to make a decision. I don't have cable anyway, so it doesn't really matter to me. I have to watch it if somebody live streams it on YouTube. All right, Q kept posting this afternoon. This is a tweet from the Independent UK. Theresa May faces the possibility of being removed from office on Monday after failing to deliver on Brexit. 1 million protesters join historic march for a second referendum, telling MPs, give the decision back to the people. All right, so Q posted a link to that tweet. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Democracy matters, the will of the people. United, not divided. Where we go one, we go all. Q. Mayday is a distress signal for aviators, for those of you who don't know. Q posted this meme: Democrats haven't been this mad at Republicans since we freed their slaves. And then Q posted this meme, misspelled, but it drives a point across. And then they corrected the spelling on the meme, and Q wrote, why are they attempting to rewrite our history? The D party con. You can run, but you can't hide. Q. Anon posted this: all of us have been antsy for the hammer to drop, but we will remember this time, the time before we knew the next big scene. This is historic. Q wrote, the calm before the storm. What happens when a blockade threat is dismantled and removed? You'll find out, in quotes. Children used as shields manufactured crimes of perjury. Fire at will, Commander Q. All right, you'll find out is in this video that I'm going to show you in just a minute. The reference to children being used as shields. Q has hinted that Mueller attempted to trap Jared Kushner, Ivanka, and Don Jr. in possible perjury traps to basically have some leverage over the president. All right, so that's where that is going. And that is all removed. Mueller is gone, and we don't have to worry about that risk anymore. All right, we'll listen to the president talk about the calm before the storm.
Do you guys know what this represents?
Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm.
What storm is
we have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming.
What storm is this, President?
You'll find out.
Give us a hint that you're right.
And one of the Anons posted this, you may start your attack run. And Q reposted that. Before I leave you, I would like to read this thread by a Twitter account called Dad of Twins. With their Mueller report now done, don't expend your ammunition on gloating to those who are counting on Mueller. They were misled by the complicit mainstream media who will now feign shock and surprise. We, the digital soldiers that General Flynn spoke about, have an opportunity to finally expose the corrupt, fake media fully to those who are unfortunate enough to follow them. Don't let the mainstream media get away with their treacherous ways anymore. By using our history of videos, memes, and photos of the mainstream media attacking Donald Trump, show the normies how they were misled. Use the facts and the truth of the spin they put on every bit of propaganda they pushed. Q will deal with the accountability of Schiff, Comey, Hillary, and the likes. Part of our job is to help make the red pill easy to swallow, as Q put it. So here is a golden opportunity to be kind, compassionate, and humble while bringing those who are dismayed on board. We are the news now. People are lost and looking for answers and truth, even if they feel crushed by Mueller's report, not living up to the hype. You attack those who threaten you most, Q said. Those who believed in Mueller don't threaten us the most. It's the mainstream media. This is where those of us who aren't great with technology and being on the Chan boards can contribute to a better world. We are stronger when we are one, not when we are divided. So I ask you, how can we lead all of us to become one? It's quite simple. You hold the power, love, and understanding to help and not hinder what Q and Q Plus and the team are trying to achieve. When we are divided, we are weak. The Bakers, Chans, and Anons are perfect for the research they do, yet when you're in a war, there are many people that support those on the front line. Medics, cooks, supply lines, engineers, communications, just to name a few. A lot of people say, well, what can I do? Anyone can throw a stone, but can you build a bridge instead? Be aware of what is good and evil, not who is left or right, black or white, what faith they are. That will divide you. Once you change your mindset, the Great Awakening, you can, instead of going to war, you can reach out and help heal, build bridges of understanding and truth, and make the path easier for those who do not yet understand. The Mueller report is one victory, but it is by no means the end of the war. Keep Q and POTUS and everyone in prayer. People have received their first shock of many still yet to come. Where do you want them to be when the real hard and factual information arrives? With us, or refusing to believe anything on the scale they're about to witness? Or beside us, calling out the corruption? For perfect harmony, look no further than a choir. It sings with one voice from the same page, not separately and not in disunity. It's the power of our voices that drives the narrative and the changes that we need to see happen. Every word gives meaning and shape to what we perceive. If you want to make a difference, do it. But do it with the mindset of unity, love, compassion, and understanding, not that of hate, division, and arrogance. Pray, believe, and love are the best we can do, but don't underestimate its power to help and heal. Don't let the mainstream media get away with inciting the hatred, deception, and division they worked so hard to achieve. Take them to task, not those who they have misled. Digital soldiers you are, whether you know it or not, just like these fine folks. And then we have a lot of people that are tagged down there. All right, well, this is the end of my broadcast for tonight. Please keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Keep the nation in prayer. Keep the world in prayer. Keep the United Kingdom in prayer. They've got a big decision going on this weekend with Brexit. Love you all. Take care. I'll catch you on the next broadcast.